You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, happy. We're so darn good.
Happy.
Quick note to everybody who's on hold. Even if Jessica wins, nobody hang up because we do want to talk to everyone. Right, Jessica?
That's correct.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to watch the Super Bowl.
You're going to do it, huh?
Sitting down. What are you
down?
Serving?
I am. I love to make nachos, so hopefully I'll make some nachos, but nothing too big.
That's a good choice. Nachos is always good.
As long as you do the proper layering, Jessica.
Yeah. No, I make sure that every chip has something on it.
What's your meat? Are you doing chicken, beef, squirrel?
I actually just like beans.
Just beans?
Yes.
I don't want to come to your Super Bowl party.
Well, fine, I don't want you there.
Yeah, don't invite him. He's no fun anyway. He doesn't even like the
game. I'd be complaining about too much beans on these chips.
Could you do half with like a spicy Italian sausage?
Italian? No, maybe like a chorizo or something.
Yeah, I've got a package of chorizo we're going to throw into like a cheese dip.
Why did you say Italian with such disdain in your voice?
Why would you put Italian sausage on a nacho dish unless
to give yourself to give yourself a taste orgasm?
It would work, Jess. It would work. A taste orgasm.
You've never tried it?
She's a bean girl, Dom. She likes beans. Remember?
I know, but a spicy Italian sausage mixed in with all that cheese and everything on a nacho. Oh,
you're a sausage pusher.
We'll agree to disagree.
That's fine.
Do you put a couple different styles of beans on there? Do you do like a black bean and a pinto
bean?
Hopefully
you don't do like Great Northern, those white beans or whatever.
The kidney? Do you put kidney beans on them?
Probably pinto and black.
So she does a double bean.
That's all right. Yeah, that's fine. Well, I got no beef with the bean.
Enjoy your farts.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it keeps my house warm. You know, energy's expensive right now.
All right.
Who's coming to this party, by the way?
Me, myself, and my son.
Fair enough.
All right. All right.
Very good. Well, you are charming and delightful. You can call us any damn time you want, Jessica. I like your spunk. Even if you did trash my Italian nachos. Let's play some rattle off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
10 seconds. Let's see how you do with Arnold. We want 5 movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger. 5 Schwarzenegger movies. Can you do it? Ready? And go.
Terminator 1, Terminator 2, Jingle All the Way. Is there a Terminator 3 and a Terminator 4?
I think there's 3 at least, isn't there?
Well, we always say 1 per franchise. I didn't say
it
that
time.
Do
it. We should have done it.
The first time in like 5 years I haven't said only 1 per franchise.
Oh, there's like 5 or 6 Terminator.
Yeah, but he's
movies.
Not in all of them,
he's
though,
in,
is he?
There's 6 listed, and he's in 5 of them, it looks like, at least.
Ooh.
But they're not called.
You got it.
It stops at Terminator 3, and then it goes into like Terminator Salvation, Genesis, and Dark Fate. So I don't know if you can say T4, T5.
The spirit of the game has always been 1 per franchise.
Well, you didn't say it, though, this time. You didn't. She doesn't know.
Yeah,
she didn't know.
You didn't say it.
She's full
I didn't know.
She's full of beans right now. She's not paying attention.
Oh, my God. So
I guess
did she get it then?
Yes, I guess.
Well, now everybody else is going to hang up. I just begged them not to hang up.
Well, don't hang up, everybody.
Don't hang up.
I mean, in a roundabout way, I guess she got it by saying Terminator 4, Terminator 5. In a roundabout way.
You know what? You're only getting 1 ding, but I'll say that you did get
and
it.
And you did toss in Jingle All the Way, which is a...
Which is horrible.
A comedy classic.
That's a good movie.
It's all right.
You take your Italian sausage and just, you know, go make your own nachos.
Man. My God. There's a lot of anger over Italian sausage right
now. I'm not even sure why she listens to this show, to be honest with you. I don't understand.
Man,
but listen, I'll give you the prize, Jessica, okay? So You hold on, and Josh will come back and talk to you, okay?
All right. Well, thank you. It was good to talk to you anyway.
Well, it was great to talk to you, too. You hold on. Don't go away. So far, nobody else has hung up, so that's
good. Good, good.
Megan, good. Kathy, Tracy, Patrick, and Jules.
All right.
So I want to see what they all have to say. Megan, I didn't say one per franchise this time. I've got to learn my lesson on that.
Yeah.
Whatever. What are you doing this weekend?
Tomorrow I'm taking my fiance up to the Loveland Sweetheart Festival, and we're going to see a burlesque show for Valentine's Day.
Ooh la la.
Really? How burlesque do they get?
I don't know. We'll find out, I guess.
Whose idea was this? Yours?
Yeah.
Well, that's a unique gift.
Well, it'll be fun. It's the whole festival that goes along with
What else
it.
Goes oh, on? I've never heard of this festival. What else goes on there?
They have some food trucks and some Valentine's Day farmers market type things and whatnot. So we'll see.
Huh.
Farmers market and burlesque. What a combination.
I like it.
Why not?
Huh. Yeah, who are you taking up? Did you say your boyfriend or your husband?
Fiance.
My fiance. Option We're getting three. Married.
Okay. You're getting married. Say that again. Your phone's breaking up.
We're getting married in March.
Oh, that's cute. Where did you meet this guy?
Here in Denver. We actually met on Bumble.
Hmm.
Good. Fine.
Okay.
Great.
And how did he propose?
We were living in Massachusetts at the time because we moved out there for a year during the pandemic. And he proposed after we got bagels from our favorite bagel shop, and we're walking along the Charles River in Massachusetts.
And he had a mouthful of bagel, and he got down on one knee, and so did he. And he's like, "Will you marry me?"
Was it an everything bagel?
Oh, I love the everything bagel.
It was an everything bagel.
So good.
Did he say, "You mean everything to me, Megan"?
No, he did not.
He didn't shove the ring. He didn't shove.
I gotta write a script for him.
He didn't shove a ring in a bagel, did he? And give you the bagel?
No.
Okay.
He just kind of kneeled down in front of the bench after we finished our bagels, and
he didn't use the bagel as the ring, did he?
No.
Slide that on your
slide
finger.
A bagel over your finger and said.
We could have actually staged this for him.
We could have made it much better.
But,
much better.
Hey, Charles
proposal.
River, that's fine.
Whatever.
So was this spontaneous, or did he plan on getting you a bagel and then proposing?
He planned.
Okay.
This
Different.
Was his plan?
That was his plan. Go get an everything
We're
bagel.
We're going to go get
walk
bagels.
Next to the river.
We're going to the
get
river.
Get down on one knee and say, "Will you make me the happiest man ever?" That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember what he actually said?
No.
Yeah, nobody
Not
ever
at
does.
All.
No.
But you knew he was going to ask, right?
Yeah. I knew he was going to ask. I knew in the general time frame that he was going to ask, too, so.
Well, that's sweet. That's
How
sweet.
Much is your wedding going to cost in March?
Like $30,000.
Yeah. I think $30,000 is actually a little below average these days.
I think it's like 45 is the average, I think I saw last.
Yeah, I'd heard 38,
like
but hey, the point is, it's a lot.
For one day, you know, it's one day and then it's over.
Yeah, you better not break up.
That's the plan. That's the goal.
You guys going to have little bagel bites at the wedding?
No, but we are going to have a mashed potato martini bar.
What?
Explain that.
So they put mashed potatoes in a martini glass, and then you put all these different toppings on it, like sour cream, bacon, cheese, etc.
So you kind of go down the line and add your own toppings. Is that what you're doing?
It. That's yep. great.
I love
That's
that.
Great. So good.
What a cool idea.
What's going to be the song for your first dance?
We're gonna do
Baby
a thousand
got,
years.
Oh.
Up Harry.
Oh, God. A thousand years.
Do Baby Got Back instead.
I like big butts and a cat. Where's a thousand years? Can I dig that one up?
No, this one.
wasting around no, that, your that should face. Be our Walking Down the Aisle song.
Even better.
You should, yeah.
What's this one? Do you have it?
Hold on
oh, we
a
have
second.
It. Let's see. Oh, God.
Come on, Megan. Really?
Megan.
This is your first dance?
Oh, my God. Yes. I love you.
We're a bit mushy.
All right, that's a pretty song.
I like big books and I cannot lie.
We kid because we love Megan.
That's a beautiful moment for you two. That'll be really nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, we wish you all the best. You're such a good sport to let us mess around with you. We hope you have a great wedding and a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too. Enjoy.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye. See, our listeners are the best. Here's Kathy. Well, we'll see if Kathy keeps it up. Kathy might fail miserably here. I don't know. Hi, Kathy.
Yeah, totally. I've been on call waiting for 11 minutes straight.
Are you annoyed by that?
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just I'm commuting to work. So it's what I do every day. I pull y'all on the radio until I get to work and then go on with my day.
That's very sweet
That's
of you.
That's fantastic.
And thank
what
you
would
for
you
holding.
Think if, what would you think if Jeremy and I went to your office and we sat there next to you all day, and we just did this shtick all day.
We just made comments about everything that you do.
Everything.
I don't know. I work at a medical supply company for, like, seniors that have, like, Medicaid. So we give, like, supplies to them.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of, on my end. I do admin work, so it's a lot of me already, like, making phone calls and, like, doing paperwork. So I probably would easily get distracted by y'all, not going to lie.
There'd be a lot of catheter jokes and things like that, I'm sure.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dentures and, you know.
What are you doing this weekend?
Yeah,
I don't want to come to your work. I'll just say that real quick. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll meet you after work for a cocktail. How's that?
I mean, I wouldn't be down to cocktail or wouldn't oppose cocktails, you know.
Okay, good. Kathy good. Loves her cocktails.
I'm working 9 to 6, but I love mimosas.
You're
mimosas are the best.
Oh, I don't like
mimosa on a Friday night?
That's crazy talk, Kathy.
Okay, not at night, but I'm saying go to breakfast drinks, okay?
Oh, you want breakfast
I'm
drinks.
Not spending the night with you, Kathy. I'm just going out for cocktails at 6 o'clock. You're already inviting me to breakfast. I barely know you. Not that that's necessarily a
hasn't
problem.
Hasn't stopped him before, Kathy.
No.
It has not stopped him before.
But that was years ago. What's your evening beverage?
Evening? Honestly, I like just some simple, like, apple cider. I don't like too much alcohol, and if it is alcohol, then I'll drink Korean alcohol called soju. And soju, there's, like, different flavors. So there's, like, peach, there's strawberry, there's grape, there's green apple. My favorite is yogurt.
Is it, like, bubbly?
Yeah,
does it have, like, a bubbly, like, a seltzer consistency?
Right,
or?
It is a clear and colorless distilled alcoholic beverage popular in the Korean peninsula. It's usually consumed neat.
Anytime y'all go out to eat, like, Korean barbecue or, hot pot, this is a good pairing for it.
Yeah.
Usually, though, of course, it's more expensive in restaurants. So usually what I'll do is, like, just eat the meat and stuff there with my friends, and then after we'll buy it somewhere else cheaper around the area.
Get a bottle of it.
Yeah, okay. It's like going out, you know, if you're going to get Japanese food, you're getting some sake, only with this we're going to get some soju.
And it's fruity. I love the fruity drinks, so I'm down.
I think y'all should give it a try. My personal favorite flavor, I love yogurt, strawberry, and peach. Those are my top three.
What is yogurt, you said? It tastes like yogurt?
Yeah, yogurt-flavored soju.
I would try it.
All right, why not?
You know, like, the Yakult, like, small little Yakult drink?
Yes,
Yes.
That's basically what it is, but in alcohol, and it's really good. That's, like, my number one flavor.
But you get your buzz on. Okay.
It says here that soju means burned liquor.
I actually never looked up the definition of it. I just like
I'm
to
here.
Think
She's like, it means delicious.
Kathy, why do you think I'm here? This is why I'm here. It means burned liquor, referring to the heat of distillation. And the second syllable, the ju, refers to alcoholic drink. So there you go.
Now we know.
Oh.
Now we know.
Thanks,
now
Google.
New fact for the day. So.
There you go.
This weekend, so I'm actually not huge on
football. I know my dad is, and like a couple of my friends are. Like, usually if we throw a Super Bowl party, it's just like with friends, we just, you know, grab food, watch, and then, you know, obviously talk about like Super Bowl commercials and stuff. But I don't know exactly what I'm going to do this weekend yet. But I guess we'll see if, you know, friends from school will make a plan or anything. And just we're also like last minute and we're like, oh, hey, I'm throwing this at my place. You know, it's bring your own food, whatever, drinks, et cetera. Like, feel free to stop by. But I'm more excited to actually leave Denver next week to go to L.A. because I'm going to a conference. So, like, I'm kind of just like skip Super Bowl so I can get out of Denver with the cold weather for a bit, enjoy my conference trip in L.A.
Yes.
What's the
And then I'm also going to celebrate my 3-year anniversary with my boyfriend in L.A., so I'm excited.
What else is going on?
You were going through your whole list of everything you're doing
you're
this
very
weekend,
busy.
And I was like, don't make too many plans tomorrow morning because you're making me breakfast, so.
What's the conference on in L.A.?
So it's a Southeast Asians conference. So it was started by student organizations at UCLA, so undergrad students. And it started back right before the pandemic hit, February 2020. And since then, of course, the past 2 years in 21 and 22, COVID hit. So they hosted it online. So I'm really excited this year to bring it back in person. So now I have an excuse to, like, fly out to L.A. But also, like, that's the conference where, like, my boyfriend made it official at, where he asked me to be his girlfriend. So, like, that conference is, like, significant in, like, our love story. Because 6 months prior to that conference, we actually met at a different Asian conference. In California too. So we have this whole like love story happening with like conferences. So yeah, that's why I'm excited to like go to LA next week. I kind of was rebellious a little bit and booked my plane tickets before like asking permission from parents. I kind of just booked it. I'm like, hey parents, by the way, I'm leaving Wednesday to go to LA. I'll be gone for like a week. So, but yeah, I'm excited. I think it'll be a good time. We're just trying to, we'll figure out plans as we get closer. But I also wanted to say that I've been listening to y'all. I graduated from CU Denver recently last year during the pandemic. Every morning on my commute to the light rail station, I would play y'all on the radio. So it's cool to finally get a chance.
Very nice of you.
Kathy. Kathy. Listen. We got to cut you off, but I do want to say a couple of things.
One, you are awesome.
We love you. Thank you for listening every morning, and thank you for being a little spark plug of energy on our show this morning.
Yes, my God, you've got energy.
You have a great weekend.
Yes, have fun.
Enjoy your soju, and have a great time at the conference, okay?
And with your boyfriend.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having the chance to talk. It's been... I've been trying to call so many times, but it's cool. Even though I don't play, but it's like just having that genuine conversation. It's like cool.
This is very genuine.
You are the best, Kathy. You have a great weekend. Bye now.
Bye. Quick, hang
Thank
up.
You,
Bye.
You well.
Bye. Quick, hang up.
Bye.
Hang up. Quick.
That's charming.
She's so sweet.
She's
oh my God.
Sport. Thank you, Kathy.
She's the best.
Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, you.
Did you know about soju? I didn't know about it. Did you?
Well, I actually haven't been able to hear what's going on because I'm driving. And I'm on my Bluetooth.
Yeah, I'm going to put you back on hold. Can Josh get with Tracy and get her off of her Bluetooth, and we will come back to her. We got to have you off of your Bluetooth
it's hard to hear
or speakerphone. So Josh is going to – is Josh going to talk to her? Have Josh talk to her. Josh, talk to her. Talk to Tracy.
Oh, God.
Josh, get off your phone.
It's not happening, Dom.
Patrick, hold on, okay?
Talk to line four for us.
Tell Tracy to get off her speakerphone or Bluetooth.
Did you hear that?
Okay, good. He's
on Instagram.
Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Patrick.
Hey, pal.
How are we doing today?
I feel like this is going to be total opposite. This is going to be totally opposite.
Let's put you and Kathy together in a room. Patrick, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'll be working through the Super Bowl, but I work at a tavern, so it'll be a good time.
Oh, yeah, you'll be hopping. You'll be making bank, dude.
I bet they don't have soju at your tavern, though, do they?
We do not, no.
What's your big seller? What's your big seller there?
I've been managing bars for a long time. I've never even heard of that.
Oh, well. What's your big seller? What does everybody come in and order?
Our big deal, we do a lot of old fashions, honestly.
Yeah, Dom and I love the old fashions.
I've switched from the old fashioned to the black Manhattan.
He does the black Manhattan, but I'm still big with the old fashioned.
Yeah, we do a lot of lemon drops. We got a lot of beers on draft.
Your drink of choice? What's yours?
My drink of choice? Mm-hmm. I like a whiskey on the rocks or a beer. No, I'll do wine. Depends on what I'm eating or what I'm doing.
What's your whiskey?
Whiskey? I like some Buffalo Trace, honestly.
Solid.
It's a good one. A little price range.
Try Lead Slingers if you haven't had Lead Slingers yet. Really good.
Veteran-owned
company. They're the same guys that make Black Rifle Coffee, if anyone's familiar with that.
Is that Lead LED or LEAD?
LEAD, Lead Slingers.
Okay.
Yep, pretty good stuff. Check it out.
Are people going to be especially generous working, tipping at the tavern this weekend, do you think?
This weekend? I'm not sure. I know there'll be a lot of people, so there'll be a lot more tips than usual. But, a lot of people go to where the specials are and what's going on. And we'll be doing our thing. I'm more on the managing end than the tip end.
He manages them. He manages the drinks.
Yeah.
Like a really good bartender on a good Friday or Saturday night, what are they going to bring home in tips, average?
It depends on the bartender. But, they'll do a couple of a few hundred.
$300-$400 maybe.
And it's probably just a good time.
On a really good night. Yeah.
You're meeting a lot of fun people and getting hit on a lot probably. And
Like my stepdaughter's.
They also have to do the Monday lunch, which is on the lower end.
Yeah, like my stepdaughter's boyfriend has started doing some bartending with his job. Sometimes he's a server, sometimes he's a bartender. And the money he makes, Jeremy, when he's tending the bar is pretty good. Flipping insane.
Especially when people are like two or three drinks in, they just start tipping like crazy, you know?
And they lose track.
They lose track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good time. It's a fun job.
I bet, man.
Well, good for you. Well, listen,
all the people want to hang out.
Thank you for spending your mornings with us. Thank you for calling, and we wish you all the best this weekend. All right, buddy?
Yeah, man, have fun.
Hey, can I plug the restaurant?
No,
we can't do that.
Have a good weekend.
Only because we have restaurants who advertise with us, and so if you come call in and just do a free plug, that is upsets all of
that's
our other people.
Cool.
Like, why are we paying Dom and Jeremy thousands of dollars, and you let Patrick do it for free?
Can't do it.
But right. We love you.
Yeah, buddy.
But this is like with No Filter Friday and Rattle Off. We can't use the segment just for people to call.
Yeah, we try to steer away from all that.
I feel like we're so used.
Even though I just plugged Lead Slingers. But.
Well, I know, but that's different. That was not solicited.
Right.
And hey. I plugged a flipping cat litter earlier this morning.
Yes, you did.
Tracy's back. Hi, Tracy.
Hello, I'm back.
Hello.
Okay, what is the what's the big plans for this weekend for you?
Well, I'm on my way to the airport. I'm going to Billings, Montana for the weekend.
Do you have to?
Yeah, I kind of do.
What's going on in Billings?
A celebration of life.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you do have to go to that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Boy, don't I feel like a jerk.
Way to go, Dom.
How could I know?
You didn't know. You didn't know.
Listen, Montana is beautiful. It's just a lot of mosquitoes, but that's in the summer. Who is the celebration of life for?
My aunt.
What was the aunt's first name?
Caroline.
Aunt Caroline. Well, good for you. Are you going to speak, you think?
No.
No.
You don't want to speak?
Not me. No. Mm-mm.
You were close, but not that close.
Well, close, but, too emotional.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Boy,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
She was young. 69 years old to Alzheimer's.
My goodness.
Oh, Tracy, yeah. I'm sorry.
I remember at a celebration of life / funeral that I went to where someone was going to speak and they knew they're like, I'm not going to be able to keep it together. So they wrote this thing and they went up to the microphone and they stood there and they had somebody else who had like no relation to the deceased read it while she stood there. And I thought that is actually pretty darn cool.
Smart move.
Because it's her words because she's there and like tears were coming down her face. But this person was able to just read it and put a lot of inflection and love into it. And I'm like, that's a pretty cool thing.
That's a funeral pro tip right there.
That's a pro tip.
That is a pro tip. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a new one.
That's a new one.
Not heard of that before.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, Tracy?
I sell wine.
Oh, well, talk, you're our Tracy. New friend.
Mm. Yeah, so that's what I'm bringing to Super Bowl party on Sunday. I'm bringing the wine.
Bringing the wine.
What kind?
What have you heard of One Hope Wine?
I don't think I have.
No.
But there's a billion, you know, labels. There's so many. I don't think I know about that one.
I know Snoop Dogg's wine.
We're a Napa Valley-based winery that gives back to nonprofits. So with all of our sales, we've given over $9 million to over 37,000 nonprofits worldwide.
I think we just got jobbed for a free plug.
I
think
we shouldn't have even asked.
We just shut Patrick.
I was just hoping you were going to say.
Tracy slipped right in.
I was just hoping you were going to say Pinot, but that's, you know.
Gracious.
That got him.
Yeah, what kind? With, you know, Pinot. I like Pinot Grigio. Right. Okay, whatever. Well, that's nice that you guys do that, Tracy.
It is. That's a good. You're doing a good thing.
Yep.
Well, good for you.
You have fun.
How long
have
you been listening to this show, do you think?
What's that?
How long have you been listening to this show?
Oh, probably about 8 years.
Well, that means a lot to us. So thank you very much. And thank you for calling.
Yeah. You guys are good fun in the morning. Get the day started off right.
Well, thank you
very
much.
Well, you're very sweet. Listen, safe travels to Billings, Montana, okay?
Well, thank you.
See you later.
Appreciate you.
Go to
thank you for being on the show.
Go to the Yellowstone Ranch.